Now we'll go to the caller in Japan. It's James. Are you there?
Hello, Mr. Watt. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing some research for my podcast right now at CorbettReport.com, and I wanted to draw on your vast historical knowledge to ask you about G.W.F. Hegel. Now, your audience is probably familiar with the idea of problem-reaction-solution, by which the ruling oligarchs manage to move society in whatever direction they wish by playing both sides of a crisis and then presenting their phony solution, which, of course, is just their way of pushing society in whatever direction they want. And this is usually traced back to Hegel and the Hegelian dialectic, the thesis, antithesis, leads to synthesis. But I suspect this knowledge is probably part of the ancient knowledge by which the oligarchs have been ruling over free humanity for centuries, if not millennia. And I was wondering, what can you tell us about Hegel and where he might have gotten the idea for the dialectic?
Well, Hegel himself belonged to Masonic orders, Rosicrucian orders, and he was heavily backed by, paid, just to, he's actually quite mad in some respects. And he took fits where he'd have to be locked up for a while inside his own apartment. But he was looked after by some very rich and powerful people who sponsored him to sit and write this kind of material. But you're quite right, he didn't come up with the idea. His whole thing was to try and write in such a way for a new time, a new period, where it would fit together with the coming Superman. That's behind all of these writings, is the coming of the new Superman, which was an actual belief system of the Rosicrucian society. It still is. That there'd be an old man, and through evolution, through scientific means, they could create a new type of perfected superhuman. And the Germans also took that off into the Superman idea. And as I say, ancient society is perfectly well understood, because all it is military strategy. They plan a battle. The enemy often doesn't know what's going to occur. They say, when we move here, the enemy will then react this way, and then hopefully through the conflict we'll get them to go that way. That's your synthesis. It's always the synthesis that they're after, and they use an action made by them, followed by a counter reaction made by the opposing force, and then they get to where they want to go in the first place. And that was the whole idea of setting up the Soviet system, and to eventually blend, as Lenin talked, with the West. There are no sides in this in actuality. They knew there's different mentalities within human nature, so they would give us sides to join. Classes were very important, to join one side or another. But there was one hand at the top behind this, because it falls under economics. And it's to do with basically the principle of materialism. Both capitalism and communism deal solely in the material world with materials and economics. That's what they're based on. And so the idea was, through giving you conflict, through oppositions, you will come to an understanding, then a merger, and out of that you have your synthesis, which is to be the New World Order, or as Bertrand Russell called it, said, a world run by experts and bureaucracies. Well, that's exactly what we have. But yeah, Hegel himself was put there, as many of these people are, and sponsored and paid handsomely by very rich, powerful people.
Absolutely. In fact, your description of Hegel being sort of locked up in a room and, you know, handled by people above him sounds to me exactly like Marx, and the way he was also handled by rich industrialists.
You'll find this with all of them. You see, how you make a star is quite easy. You make a star by telling the people you're going to bring forward the star. And you build it up and build it up in the media. In those days it was newspapers and magazines. They did the same with Darwin. No one had heard of Darwin. He was unknown. And they wanted to make him a star. And when he eventually came out with his book, he was already made, you see. So they built it up by waving the wand. The public anticipation was geared up. And suddenly he's a star. And then he's boosted by the institutions that already, and the foundations that already were running the world in those days. And they make it so exciting. It's meant to grab the youth especially with Hegel, and even Nietzsche was the same. Nietzsche was very, very similar, in fact, in temperament. And he also wrapped in the whole Superman theory and the evolution of mankind. That all goes back to Darwinism, which is a chief belief in all high masonry and the high, what we call, occultic side of it, of which really, it does exist. It's not the little boys at the bottom with the aprons on. It's the big boys at the top with the real story. And it's all, as I say, it's all based on materialism, the concept of material world without any deity looking over you. This new world order, in fact, will be the worst and the most severe system we've ever seen. We saw that a touch of that in the Soviet system, where they were utterly ruthless. They wiped out millions of people over many, many years. And they went after all religions. It was worse under Khrushchev. Khrushchev persecuted all churches, violent more so than Stalin ever did. And there's no trial. You're just simply rounded up and killed. And this new world order, we can see it already. There's no moral background behind it whatsoever. It's based on materialism, a psychopathic type system, and where might is right. And it will be horrific when it all comes down.
So if this knowledge already existed centuries before Hegel, why then was it necessary to get Hegel to actually bring this to the public domain? Why is that such an important part of their agenda?
Books are written for recruits. It changes the mindset of thousands and thousands of youngsters who get caught up in it and excited, and they become willing workers towards it to help bring it, a society as is envisaged, into actual existence.
So to a certain extent, then, people like Marx, who took Hegel's ideas, may have actually been, in their own mind, really sort of acolytes of that idea, rather than to some ancient esoteric idea.
That too, but they also did attend the Masonic lodges. A good book to read is one written by Trotsky. It's called My Life. And in that book, he tells you that he joined the Masonic Lodge and that everyone in Russia, who was anybody, belonged to it at that time.
Very interesting. Thank you very much for all of that information, Mr. Watt.
Thanks for calling.